Hello, this is Michaela Thurman with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you're watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Saline Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Representative Ricky Ruiz, running for State House District 50, which covers most of Gresham and part of Southeast Portland in the Centennial neighborhood. Welcome, Representative Ruiz.
An honor to be here.
Great. Thank you for your time. You can start by telling us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, I'm Representative Ricky Ruiz. I am serving currently on my second term as a state representative for House District 50, which covers a big portion of the city of Gresham and a small but mighty portion of Southeast Portland. I am running again for re-election because there's still a lot of work to be done. As a former school board member for the Rutland School District and a community advocate for the city of Gresham, East Multnomah County, the need is still there to continue to address lack of affordable housing, higher resources for education, higher education, workforce development, and addressing our climate crisis across the state and obviously this nation. So I am eager to come back. I am eager to continue to contribute. And they say third time's the charm, and the third term is the charm. So honored to be here with you.
Thank you. So, what changes, if any, would you support in the state legislature to address the issue of climate change?
Absolutely. That's a really great question. Climate change has been an issue that, honestly, if you look back to the 80s and 70s, Bernie Sanders was talking about this as a young U.S. senator. And one of those things that I cherish very gratefully is that we have a great organization out in East Multnomah County called MCAT, that is a group of volunteers that really care about climate change and addressing the climate issues that are going on around the state. One of the things that they've mentioned to me multiple times is being able to address how we continue to build housing and new buildings, right? I think there's a green way of building new construction that is powered by renewable energy, and with affordable housing being one of the big priorities for the governor's agenda, I think there is an opportunity for us as in the legislature to fully push a movement to ensure that these new production of housing and buildings are renewable, are being powered with renewable energy. And it is good for environment, and it's good for the inhabitants that live in those buildings. And it's one thing I hope to address in the 2025 session.
Thank you. Next question. Would you support or oppose the creation of a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission to redraw state and congressional election districts? And if you can, please explain your answer.
Of course, I will definitely support the independent commission. As a matter of fact, last session we voted on redistricting a lot of our maps, not only in the state legislature but also in the congressional maps. So I truly do believe there could be a way for us to support an independent commission. I really do believe that it is in the best interest of Oregonians and the best interest of our voters to really engage in a way that is nonpartisan, that is not necessarily political, and that is able to provide the results and deliver what we want to see when it comes down to new congressional maps that are representative, that are reflective of the communities that live there.
Thank you for that response. For those tuning in, a reminder, we're listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Representative Ricky Ruiz, who is running for State House District 50. Continuing with the next question, would you support lowering the legislature's quorum requirement to 50% of its members? Why or why not?
I would absolutely support lowering the quorum to 50% of its members. There are so many states across this nation that already have that quorum requirement. It is, for me, I think Oregon is one of the few handful of states that doesn't have that requirement. I really do believe that we have to adjust to what other states are doing. And honestly, I do believe that we can get more work done if we had a smaller quorum requirement. So I am.
Thank you. What, if any, changes to the legislature's campaign finance law passed earlier this year, House Bill 4024, would you support and why?
It is critical to know that big money does not belong in politics. I'm one of the representatives that doesn't really get big checks like others, and I cherish that, and I wear a badge of honor knowing that my donations come from small, community-driven donors. And I think if you really want to see a reflective body of legislature or reflective elected officials, nothing comes better than having a limit and where more community members, more working families are able to contribute to campaigns instead of big wealthy donors and corporations. So I'm really excited to see the ongoing implementation of the campaign finance reform bill that we passed earlier this year, and I really hope that we honor moving away big money out of politics.
Thank you. Should the use of ranked choice voting be expanded statewide? Why or why not?
I believe we ought to have a conversation in the state to see how that plays out. I'm excited to see how it will roll out in local elections here in the city of Portland, and also in other races as well. So I'm a supporter of ranked choice voting. I'm eager to see how it works out, and I will be paying attention to what worked and what didn't work, and what can we do to potentially expand it statewide.
Great. And our final question, should the current salaries of state legislators be substantially increased?
That's a really good question. A couple last session we passed a bill that would basically find an independent commission that would study what that could look like for the Oregon legislature, right? And when you look at what representatives, senators, and even like Secretary of State and Governor are making, it's nothing compared to what other states are doing. So if you I truly do believe you want to see working families, a more diverse and more reflective body of legislation that reflects the state, I think there ought to be a conversation on what that looks like in compensation. So I'm eager to see the results of this study that is going to come out hopefully in the next couple of years. And whatever the commission recommends, I hope that we continue to have the conversation and honor the findings moving forward.
Thank you, Representative Reese. This concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview of Representative Ricky Ruiz running for State House District 50. A reminder that Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st, and ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.